Breaking It Down with Frank McKay. This is 103.9 LI News Radio.
I'd like to welcome everyone to Breaking It Down. My special guest today is a very talented actress, Tana Frederick. How are you, Tana?
I'm fantastic. Thank you so much for having me on the show.
What's your current project right now, Tana?
Well, right now we just opened a play this weekend called Train to Zakopane, which is actually a true story written by about Henry Jaglom's father, written by Henry Jaglom about anti-Semitism. And I play, it's this crazy play that I portray a 1928 anti-Semitic nurse that Henry's father actually fell in love with in 1928 in Poland. And it's been the most challenging role yet of my career.
I imagine in order to do this, you have to suspend belief and you have to become this anti-Semitic woman, even if you're not. How difficult is that for you to do?
To be honest with you, it has been the most difficult thing of my life. I literally have been living off of like Dramamine and Nazine because I think coming from Iowa, I was just taught not to be prejudiced against prejudice, if that makes sense. Sure. And to actually play this character that has she says such heinous things about the Jews, and but it comes from a place of self, like she's damaged because her father, my character's father in the play, had a run-in with a Jew and killed himself as a result. So it's like, where do the atrocities start? How do we figure out where the hatred starts, and how do I figure out how to play hatred? And in order to play such hatred that Henry's written, you have to have a certain amount of love, a big amount of love and hurt. And so exploring that has been very challenging.
What's the closest thing you've ever done to this? Have you ever played a bad guy before this?
Heck no, there's nothing. I've played a dog. I've played so many characters in Henry's films. I've played a bipolar mother. I've played a woman who stands up 7-Eleven, a convict. I've played so many parts, but none of them required this amount of sort of delving into making the material really sing and make it correct, and especially with everything and all the parallels that are going on overseas, you know, there is society needs to see something or have something to hold on to, as far as I believe, as far as their own feelings about hatred and atrocities and sort of fervency in towards some religion. And this is really something that people can connect to on a soulful level and maybe discern what prejudices they may have. I mean, I don't want to do work that doesn't speak to people, that doesn't change people, that my life is about doing something that makes people, give people an out, you know, something to feel good about and something to question themselves about. And so I really feel
I want to remind people
that
just may be tuning in that this is Frank McKay and my special guest is actress Tana Frederick. Tana, you've done such wonderful work. I've seen your work. And how long has this been going on? Have you been doing this since you were a tree in first grade or something?
That's awesome. I was a cat, actually, in second grade. So I've been doing theater since I was 9. I was lucky enough to be able to move out to Los Angeles and get a break with Henry Jaglom and get into the indie scene. And then from there, branch out and make larger films with larger budgets. But my love is the theater, and I believe that, you know, that is what we had before cameras, and that's such a delicate tool of information and communication in the world, and it has been for centuries now. And so to get on the boards, as they say, and explore different roles that challenge society is really a gift. I feel it's a gift, especially with wonderful material.
What's the biggest difference in the preparation process, for example, doing an indie film where there's like no frills compared to doing a play like you're doing now?
Well, it's a huge difference because hopefully this play is going to be turned into a film. It will be a brilliant film and a very profound film and very good, I think, for society and if it's made into a film. But the thing is with a play, we've been rehearsing this since August, so I have to hold on as an actress and as a human being, holding on to these emotions and processing these emotions every single day while you're in the rehearsal process is so draining. It's mind-blowing. I've discovered so many things about myself and where my prejudices lie that I didn't even know I had, you know, and it requires that self-discovery. Whereas in film, you know, you can step onto the set, say, okay, I'm going to play somebody who hates Jews today, and I only have to live with it for an hour, you know, and then you go on, you do the scene, and then you're done. Good, great. You let it go, go home, have a steak. It's awesome. But with this character and with theater, I've had to live with discovering this sort of figuring out this character and figuring out the puzzle pieces of hatred, and that living with that has made me quite it's been an experience. It's a different experience from film because you really have to devote yourself to a period of emotional tension.
Just another reminder, this is Frank McKay, and I am with a very talented actress, Tana Frederick. And Tana, tell us about your play. Where can people follow you? And give us a website on how people can do this. Is this a traveling play?
We're not traveling yet, but it is called Train to Zakopane. And it was written by Henry Jaglom. And it is a true story of love and hate about his father going into a train compartment in 1928, being a very wonderful businessman. He was a Jewish businessman, but he went into this train compartment where they were in Poland in 1928, where they were saying terrible anti-Semitic remarks, pretended that he wasn't Jewish. And when this young nurse hurled anti-Semitic comments at his father, his father decided he would, quote, kiss the girl and then tell her he was Jewish. So it's this, and then what unfolds in the course of this play is that they go to a resort in Zakopane, and in Europe, and they fall in love with each other. So it's a very complicated tale of it's almost Romeo and Juliet, except it's about anti-Semitic Romeo and Juliet in a way. So it's a beautiful, beautiful piece, but it's an important piece more than anything.
Now, you mentioned when a play may turn into a film, how much effort does it take to remind yourself that, hey, look, I'm on stage, this is not a film?
That's a wonderfully brilliant question. I mean, I have learned because I have, like I said, been fortunate enough since I moved out to Los Angeles in 1999, and I've been fortunate enough to do a film and do a play and do a film, and I've really tried to keep that track of doing both because they are both so significant and both film and theater, and one performance informs the other. I mean, I actually did a play of Henry Jaglom's called 45 Minutes from Broadway, and we ran it for a year, and then we filmed it. And I have to say, Henry's a man of some of his films are partially improvisation, and this film was the play completely turned into film and in a set with cameras, and it was very interesting. There was not a difference really going from stage to film, except that I was more alive, I was more informed, I was more prepared for the camera. And so when I'm on stage, I just think of the situation and try to be as present as possible in every single performance. I mean, it's very difficult running a show for a year, but I just try to be as present as possible because people have paid money to come see me and see me react honestly and earnestly and not have my mind on any future project. So I feel I owe that to the audience.
I'm going to remind everyone once again that this is Frank McKay, and a very talented actress is my guest, Tana Frederick. And Tana, let me ask you this. You talk about the idea of doing this play, and it's simply a play, and you obviously hope that it's going to be a film. Do you have a commitment that if it goes to film that you'll be the actress playing this role?
Oh, yes, very much so. Very much so. And it's not the first time I've taken a character from stage. I mean, I try to combine stage work and film work by taking everything that I've prepared with a character and then turning it into something that I can use on film. For example, I have a film out called Garner, Iowa, about a bipolar mother who gets released from a correctional facility in Iowa and goes back to her home to try to take care of her grandfather and let him die on his farm and try to reconcile with her 13-year-old daughter. I love the material. I think that it's very prevalent. There is a big stigma against mental illness in this society. But the sort of basis for this character was that I ran a play called Why We Have a Body that I directed and played a bipolar convict for, I think it was 10 months, with Barbara Bain and Karen Black. And I directed it and then also played the character. So taking all of that and having a character sort of seep into your bones and then putting that onto film, that to me is very, it's very honest. It's very good to give people that. I think, for example, in Birdman, the new film that's out, I think that they did a lot of rehearsal for that. And rehearsal is, you know, so even if people are into film, the roots of film come from theater. It comes from preparation. It comes from knowing how to work the stage and work a live audience and just then transforming that live audience to the camera, to a lens, if you will. And I some people may think that's silly, but I really believe that that's the best way to be an actor. I really believe that that is the most thorough and you know, I that's what I believe in. That's my training. That's my process. Everybody has a different process.
If you're doing this on stage, does it almost act as a giant rehearsal for a film to be shot? And or is that too simplistic a way of looking at it? I'm not an actor, so is it a big dress rehearsal for a film the way you're doing this?
No, you are absolutely right on. That is a fantastic way to translate that. By the time that I have sat with a character for 7 months or 6 months, I mean, I don't always have the luxury of doing that with film. I do film and I come up with a character and I, you know, develop the character within 6 weeks in pre-production and then I film. But when I do have the luxury of sitting with a character from 6 to 8 weeks or months, sorry, or 10 months or a year, because I do such long runs of theater, it's like you get on set and it's like a giant candy store. You know, you just, everything is already in you and or in myself, and I just get to play, and I don't question my choices, and I just live, and I live honestly in that character while it's being filmed. And that is it's a lovely way. I think it's a lovely, lovely way to work. To be able to just have that confidence of going into it and saying, okay, I've done this show for, 5,000 people, and now I'm going to take this character, put it on film, and in a different context and make it real for even more people. And it's a very lovely way to work, and I feel very lucky and fortunate for being able to work that way.
Just another reminder, this is Frank McKay, and my special guest is actress Tana Frederick. Tana, the play that you've done in the past that turned into a film, what was the name again?
It was called Why We Have a Body by Claire Chafee, and I just used aspects of that character for a film that I produced in Iowa called Garner, Iowa. Like I said, about a bipolar mother who gets out of a correctional facility and struggles against all of the stigma in society against mental illness to reconnect with her daughter and to help her grandfather die on his family farm that has been in the family for generations. So that's not the only example. There's a lot of characters that I learn from. I feel like if I'm constantly using my instrument, which is myself, on stage and also on film, then there's so many pieces to pull from. It's like, I guess if I were a sculptor, I would just keep making, sculpting what I, little demos over and over and over, and then I would pull from what, if I would find what the best way to sculpt is and what my favorite way to sculpt is, and it's the same as an actor. I just keep acting and pull from what characters I've discovered and what characteristics I've discovered and what is appropriate for that time and place. And being an anti-Semitic nurse right now in Poland in 1928 in Train to Zakopane has been incredibly challenging, but I've been able to pull everything that I've learned. I've had to pull everything that I've learned from being a kid and starting out in theater at nine, trying to, for this character. It's been a wild ride.
The play that you directed, how many people from the cast of the play actually made it to film?
Well, the neat thing about Henry Jagham, there's a couple of films at 45 Minutes from Broadway, which Henry wrote. It was the entire cast. And that's out on Netflix and iTunes. It's called Just 45 Minutes from Broadway. And we used the entire cast. It was a small cast. It was six people, all brilliant. Julie Davis, Diane Salinger, Jack Heller. And then my co-star ended up being Judd Nelson from Breakfast Club. And he's absolutely amazing. And so he replaced the lead actor, but he came in and we were all such a tight family and such a tight group that he just sort of fell right into the dynamic of the group. And it was great. But the neat thing about Henry Jagham's films is that he has sort of balked the studio system. And so he doesn't have to say, oh, I need to bring in a big name for this. I need to replace all the actors and try to get all names. Henry just brings his actors in who are good. He brings actors in who are competent and gets overseas funding, knows how to make the films for very inexpensively, and then he's able to have complete creative artistic control over the films and cast who he wants. And that's what, it's just a very earnest, lovely way to make films. I mean, it's great. Usually, in the studio system, you have to have names, and Henry just pulls these wonderful actors who maybe haven't had a break and maybe haven't had, but nonetheless are brilliant and have done nothing but act their whole lives. And he uses them in his films. And the coolest thing about Henry Jagham films is that it's the best acting I think I've ever seen in every single one of his films. People just at their peak. All sorts of people, like he's used David Duchovny. He sort of discovered David Duchovny, Anouka May, Ron Silver, Noah. I've acted opposite Noah Wiley. He was fantastic. Justin Kirk, Judd Nelson. I just did a film that's coming out called Ovation by Henry, which is another beautiful film where we use the entire cast from The Rainmaker, which I ran for a year. So he just pulls all these. Henry loves just giving actors opportunities to show off because people can't see theater. I mean, I'm doing theater in Los Angeles, and my friends or my fans who are in Minneapolis and New York, wherever, can't come and see it. So Henry loves to give opportunities to make this in, and we open these films around the country, and then people can see these actors who maybe haven't had a chance to show off their skills on film. They get to do it in these movies, or and so it's and they're brilliant. It's a brilliant. It equates to a brilliant cast and a brilliant performance.
We have about a minute and a half left. This is Frank McKay with actress, director, Tana Frederick. And I'm going to ask you now, where can you point people to where they could follow you and see the progress that you're making with your career and this film and this play? Where can people follow you?
Yeah. Absolutely, Frank. I have Tana, I think it's TanaFrederick.com. I have somebody made a TanaFan.com. Or pretty much you can Google me and kind of see what I'm up to. And then I also have a nonprofit because I'm very much into providing children with opportunities to learn about conservation, children who are underprivileged. And so that is called ProjectSaveOurSurf.org. And we provide clean water all around the world. And then we get a lot of local students from here, fourth and fifth graders, out to have great camp experiences and learn how to learn what they have in the palm of their hands. They have the earth to protect. So those are my two main places, TanaFrederick.com and ProjectSaveOurSurf.org.
Tana, I want to thank you once again for being our guest.
That's a lovely question. Thank you so very much.
And I want to thank everyone for listening. Tana Frederick, actress, director, has been our special guest. This is Frank McKay. We will see you next time on Breaking It Down.